Hi, who's joined the line?
Yes, this is Andrea.
Hello, this is Tucci the designer, and I have Drea on the line, and we are joining in together to do our podcast today.
How y'all doing?
Hope everyone's doing good. Today's topic, we're going to talk about being humble. And is it the right thing to do to be humble? Is it necessary? And have you been humble too long? And for what reasons? Are they the wrong reasons or the right reasons? Andrea, what's your take on that?
I feel like we all need to be humble, but sometimes it's when humble goes like too wrong, like you're too humble, you're overly humble, not giving
You're
yourself enough credit, and maybe giving other people the credit that you deserve.
I think you got a point, and I'm in agreement with that, and that's why we're here today. I think a lot of us go in into a situation being our normal self, and we try to feel other people's pain. And a lot of times you can sit and feel other people's pain, and they're not even worried about that pain. You're being humble for all the wrong reasons.
Yeah. Not just being humble for all the wrong reasons, but like you said about understanding other people's pain. Empathy is fine, but sometimes there's nothing you can do but empathize and even empathize from afar, maybe.
Definitely empathizing from afar. That's big. How do you think people should empathize from afar and not get themselves involved?
Well, I believe in it, you know, like how they say it's levels to this. It's levels to everyone. And I don't believe that people should like be involved with anyone that's not on their level. Like it's fine to get, if someone is trying to get on your level or you're trying to get on someone else's level, mental I'm talking about, not even let's say financial. Let's stay on the mental state. And if someone you're trying to get to another level, or someone's trying to get to your level, but just to find someone on a lower level than you and trying to bring them up to your level, that never works. Do you agree, Tucci?
Yeah, that never works. And I say it never works because everybody has their own path where they're trying to get and what they're trying to do. And just because you empathize with someone and the things that they're going through, they may want to just be right there and stay there.
Yeah, they
You,
might that might be their path.
right. They
And
might just want to stay there.
yeah, and as you were saying in a previous conversation that we were having, not everyone wants to, not every if you stand in the way, you're blocking their path, trying to get them to walk your path. You understand?
That makes a lot of sense. One of my friends told me that,
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about when you were telling me the other day what you were saying.
yeah, we had this conversation the other day. Someone was telling me that, everybody has their own path, their own karma. They have their own things that they've created for themselves in their life. And just because we come along and we may have this vision of what they could be doing
Or should be doing.
or should be doing,
What we feel they should be or could be
what
doing.
we should they feel be doing, it might not be that. I'm sorry, my daughter came in and
That's okay.
she's talking to me and I got kind of lost a little bit, but back to what I was saying. We don't walk every inch and every shoe in someone's foot. You
Which
know,
you can only walk in your own shoe and your own
you
foot.
we only walk in their shoes, and every inch, every second of the day, people are doing things and saying things that will create not only a path, but it creates relationships with other people, things, life, whatever stones that they bury. And those things are what's going to make them. And sometimes we humble ourselves and say, well, you know, I'm doing all these great things in my life and I'm feeling good about what I'm doing, but I'm sad that this person isn't doing what I'm doing, or this person isn't getting the recognition that I'm getting, or this person isn't where I am, and I feel like maybe they got a bad ordeal, and I'm going to humble myself while I deal with this person. And I think that that's not necessary, because a lot of people have made their graves. They've made things happen for themselves that were good or bad, indifferent, or whatever it was. They made these things for themselves. And we're not there every second of the day watching how they talk to people, how they treat people, how they interpret things, misinterpret things. We have no idea who they are when they're not around us.
That's true.
And then we sit here and we humble ourselves trying to make them feel. Trying to understand when we probably
don't. And make up excuses and reasons why.
And we probably don't need to understand anymore.
And those are probably not even the reason or excuses that they are really going, like you said, walking their path.
It's probably something deeper that we don't even know about. There's some things going on with the spiritual underworld sometimes that we don't know about. There's things going on with people they interact with that we don't know about.
Not just that, but there's things that happened 10 years ago that you may have not known about. You understand?
Exactly.
Time. Everyone's karma coming in due time, as the older people used to say. In due time. It's not when you want it, it's when it wants to get you.
Exactly.
So just because you didn't know, you understand the person you know, you think, you feel this is unfair to them, and you don't understand why they're going through what they're going through, that doesn't mean that they aren't supposed to be going through it. You don't, no one is born with each other. Me and you, like me and you, Toshiba, we've known each other since what, second, third grade?
And exactly. Still, and still don't know every inch of your fiber of your being. Yes.
I mean, we probably know more than most, but we still don't know everything. We still discover everything daily about each other. You understand? So you can never know the true what someone has done. Everyone, I feel, after you're a certain age as an adult, I feel everyone knows what they've done to reap what they sow, their own karma, what comes around, and why they are on the path. Whether they're going to share it with you or not, they might act like they don't know. But I feel if you search your heart and your mind, you always know why, because I always know why. If I know I did something and something's come back to me, I know why.
A lot of times we do know. But let's be honest. There are some things that we all may probably do, and we may sit there oblivious, like, well, why is this happening? That happens sometimes. You know, let's not make it so cut and dry. I am going to say there are times, but that's not for me and you to figure out why this person is going through what they're going through. Right?
We have enough trying to figure out why we're going through what we're going through.
Exactly. And I think what's happening is a lot of people in society come in contact with people who expect them to humble themselves. And you may be a great person. You may be doing some wonderful things, and you come in contact with someone who's going through so many things and they need your help. And you may help them, and you may make them feel good, and you may do all these things to pick them up by their bootstraps, or you may do all these things to say, well, you know what? I'm going to help this individual. And that individual, that's probably not what you're supposed to be doing.
I mean, when does help become enabling?
Exactly.
Is that another topic for another day? I mean, I'm not trying to change topics, you know.
No, I think this is all coming together, because humbling yourself, let's define that. Humbling yourself is downplaying your efforts sometimes. Or it could be humbling yourself to look into someone else's eyes to see what their situation is. It could be those type of two things, you know?
Yes.
But when you work really hard to get to the point to where you are, and when you've done the right things in your life or that particular moment to get what you needed to get, why should you have to humble yourself?
Well, that's what I was just thinking, sitting here thinking now, I mean, as you define it, I'm sitting here thinking, like, what's wrong with appreciating and accepting your accolades when you work hard and you do the right thing and you've gotten to the right position, or you feel good about what you've done because you've done a good deed, even if it's so much as, I mean, you know, handed out a hamburger to someone that's hungry. It doesn't have to be nothing.
Same things. Me and you.
It doesn't have to be anything big. You understand? It could be something even small. And why should I not feel like, oh yeah, I did a good thing, and why should I not be proud of that? Why should I be humble and feel as though, oh, I should have done that? Because not everyone does that. And sometimes I don't do that. I'm not able to do that. I have 3 children. I'm a single mother. I don't have hamburgers for the world. You understand? So, I mean, I'm just saying. I don't got it like that. I wish I did. If I did, I would. But I don't have it like that. You know, Tucci, I'm a single mother with 3 children.
I'm right with you. I'm a single mother with 3 children as well.
This is what I'm saying. So, but if what, you know, if one pay week or something, you know, something's going right and I got it and I do it, why shouldn't I brag and say, yeah, I remember I gave that homeless woman or that homeless man, even though
I felt good about helping her because she looked so sick that day.
This is what I'm saying. I felt good that I had it and I could give it. Why should I pat myself and not pat myself like I like to tell you and you like to tell me when, you know, no one else likes to tell us, pat ourselves on the back and say, good job, good deed.
Well, this is what I think. If you look around in different areas of our lives, we are not being recognized for a lot of things. We're not recognized for being parents and going through with everything we need to do to make, you know, the family, the kids be okay. And you know.
I believe the society has turned into a lot of, we are a lot of things. When you do the good stuff, what is so-called the good stuff, I think that's almost like, okay, that's what you're supposed to do. So no one is really looking at that.
Not even this is what you're supposed to do. That's a piece of it. But it's also what you're doing is not good enough. It's okay to hand out a burger. So what?
Yeah.
It's okay.
What else have you done? That's all you've done? It's not enough.
It's okay that you graduated high school or college. That's okay. It's okay that you're a single mother and you're making sure everybody's okay. It's okay that you're a good wife to your husband. It's okay. It takes a lot to do a lot of things in this world. And what it's all boiled down to is more. What you did isn't enough. More, more, more. Oh, you did that? More. So it's like, you're not, you don't have time to be, you don't have time to appreciate your attributes.
Well, you know, we always try to take time. You have to take that time. But I also
take it. Yeah, you got to take it.
But I also believe now in society, it's not even just more. It's more of society doesn't care about the good stuff. We don't hear about the good stuff because maybe we don't even want to hear about the good stuff because we get this thrill of the bad stuff. So you understand, like the Charlie Sheens and all the bad stories. Like,
Me personally, I've always felt like the bad is a thrill, no matter what. It's always going to be. When you watch the news, oh my God, I can't believe that happened. When something happens out in the street, oh my God, so-and-so got hit by a car. Those are a thrill, you know, because people are like, you know, so,
that's,
you know.
That's understandable, adrenaline and all that. But what happened to getting the thrill off of the good stuff?
Yeah, so what I'm going to say to you
is... And not even just the thrill. What about enjoying the warm, fuzzy feeling? Because that's what the good stuff do to me. And see, it's almost like we prefer the thrill to the warm, fuzzy feeling.
See, that's where I'm going with this. Where I'm going with this is this. A lot of people watch the news and look for the most worst things that's going on.
You know, I watch the news, right, Toshiba? You know?
I was going to say...
I haven't watched the news in about 15 years, girl. I hate the news.
I was going to say, I don't watch the news because sometimes it seems like it's faulty, you know? I don't watch the news. I don't get a kick out of somebody's downfall, and I don't try to do bad things to upset and hurt people. So I am looking for the good in the world, and a lot of people are, but like you said, we don't hear about those things. You know what I mean?
Well, what happened to the news when it was a, remember at one point, I haven't watched news in years, so I don't know if they still have this segment, do they? The point when they did the 15 minutes of good stuff, what good people did? I mean, do they even still have that on the news? That's a good question. We'll have to look into that. Do you know?
But like you, I'm not a news watcher, so yeah. I don't know what they're doing, but I do remember somebody I know on Facebook did have a site called the Good News Station.
Okay.
And it was somewhere where you could post things about good news and things that's going on.
Okay.
But if you think about it, when we go back to being humble.
Yeah, back to the topic. We drift. If anyone's listening to this, sorry, you know.
But you know what? It all ties in together. For everybody that's listening, a lot of things tie in together. Like, you know, we could be sitting here talking about one thing, and then
next
a lot
thing
of
you know, it leads down another path, as we were saying earlier.
It does, and when it comes down to being humble, I think it's okay for us to. It's okay for us to pat ourselves on the back, and it's okay to say good job done.
Yes, I feel like sometimes being humble can get you into a lot of trouble. I feel like sometimes being humble and not realizing that some things are better than others. Some people are better than others. Not people as of in general, but just some people care more than others. Some people are more thoughtful than others. Other people are selfish. And to me, trying to say I am not better than this person or this person is not better than that person or everyone's on the same status. No, I don't believe that. Or the same, and I'm not talking about financial status. I'm just saying let's not use status on the same level. No, I don't believe we're all on the same level. I mean, I see it day to day, even in when I'm driving. Some people are very courteous drivers, others don't give a damn. You understand?
Yeah, that's true.
So to me, the courteous driver is a better driver than the person that's on the road don't give a damn about no one. And
but that's the thing, though. We could say the courteous driver, but if you think about it, there's a lot of things that goes on in this world. Let's think about it. If you're in the South and you're used to driving slow, mm-hmm. and then you're in the North and you're used to driving fast, mm-hmm. and I'm speeding up to try to be courteous so I can get out the way, but you're driving slow to be courteous, we're still going to have an accident. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's like that's an inevitable thing. Those are things that just boom happen. Mm-hmm. But you know, when you speak about being humble, it's like, okay, I have to pay attention to what's going on. I got to pay attention to this person, that person. But when you speak about your worth and knowing your worth, I'm like, okay, I'm not going to be humble anymore. I know what I stand for. I know what I'm worth. I know what I'm supposed to be. That's when you move forward in a different way. I think a lot of us, it's not even just worth. It's like we were taught, little girls and little boys were taught, sit down, be still, be quiet, and don't talk. And I'm going to be honest with you, that's in the Black community a lot. Sit down, be quiet, don't talk, humble yourself. Whereas that in other races, it probably was, you know, speak up for yourself, become president, do this, do that, you know, tell them what you want, go order your food, here's the money, you didn't work for it, but you could have it. So it's like, it's kind of like, you know, you were taught a certain way, you know that you're capable of all of these things.
I believe as
you know,
as
well, you know you were capable of doing all these things. You know that you are the person who feeds the homeless. You know you're the person who does these great things in the world. But then at the same time, it's like, I'm just going to humble myself and try to help other people get to their next level. Nah.
I don't think that's a race thing, more of a woman thing and a man thing. I believe
you think so.
I really believe so. As you were speaking, I was thinking, I'm that's when I get my best ideas, when I'm listening to you. You know, feeding off of you, you know, we always feed off each other very well. So as mm-hmm. you were talking, I was listening. I feel that's more of a woman thing. I feel as little girls, we are taught to be the mothers of the world. We are taught to, like you said, be quiet and go in the kitchen and do this, follow behind your mother and stay in your place and stay in a woman's place. And even now, I mean, if you get in the wrong society or the wrong, you know, I'm not going to say machismo folks, you understand, And it's of all ranges and all ages. And there are women like that also. And you know, I'm in the middle somewhere. I'm not a super feminist because I like to get my door held, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm all into chivalry. But I also feel like we are not the bottom of the barrel and we shouldn't be stepped on. And we need a little more rights. Not even rights. I think we need a little more as women taken care of. I mean, yes, we are the mothers, but why wouldn't you want to take care of your mother? Like, you understand, mm-hmm. like, yes, mama mm-hmm. has done everything and is supposed to cook and clean and do all that. But how long is mama supposed to do that? She's only supposed to do that until you're able to help her. You understand? And I think this is where.
Yeah, you raise up a child so they can do it on their own.
You understand? And I think a lot of people take women for granted, whether you are a mother or not, because everyone is not, you know, blessed enough to be a mother, or well, it's a blessing or not. I find it's a blessing. I love my children. They are my world. But I mean, to each his own, everyone makes their own decisions. You understand? But I just feel like it's a woman thing. As a little girl, most little girls, not all, everything doesn't go for everyone, but most little girls are just taught that you're supposed to shut up. And I mean, I've had people tell me that as a grown woman, like, you talk a lot for a female, or you're very opinionated, or, you know, you're mm-hmm. aggressive, or you're, you know, a lot of other things that women are, we are not taught to be. We are not supposed to be. I don't know. This is what they...
I don't think it's just... See, I don't agree with that. I don't think it's just a woman thing. I think it's a people thing. This world is huge, mm-hmm. you know? And in different families and different people, you have different things. You may have a pecking order, like the oldest siblings are the ones that are in charge and the younger ones need to humble themselves and follow after them. Or the older ones left home and the younger ones took over. You understand what I'm saying? You have so many different things going on in this world. I can't just say it's a woman thing. I say that this humble thing is a situation thing, if you will. It depends on the situation. Mm-hmm. A lot of people were told to humble themselves. Like, you may have a father who's a pastor, and then he has his children, and the children are like, you know, need to bow down to him because he supposedly knows the Bible and he knows everything that, you know, God needs from us. And you need to humble yourself to me because I'm touched by God. You got so many areas of being humble in so many places, even in the workforce. You know, you're in the workforce and you're doing your job, you know, and you may be a man, you may be a janitor. And then they're like, you know, humble yourself and take our trash out and do this and do that. And then the next thing you know, the job figures out that you know how to do more operations there than the person who has a job. And the next thing you know, they're turning you over to work for them in a different department or area. Mm. You understand what I'm saying? So I don't feel like it's just a woman thing. I think women do have it hard because since the beginning of time, it was like, bow down to men. You know, men are the overseer.
But but this is what I'm saying. I believe that's where the humbleness is. I believe that's like the root of where humble started, because as we're speaking now, I'm like,
definitely. Listen, it's definitely
as
root.
We're speaking now, I'm like, as you were given the definition, your definition, your thought on what humble meant, I was thinking like, that doesn't even sound right. Why would we feel like we need to do this? And truth be told, that's why I said, I really believe the root of it is, like you said, since the beginning of time, we are being taught that we are below men and we should humble ourselves to the men. And I really believe this is where it started. Now, I agree with you in different aspects as far as the younger children, all the scenarios you gave, other folks might be humbled, but I believe the general's beginning of humble, which is kind of, as we speaking, I'm feeling is a really bad thing. I mean, at the beginning of this podcast, I just knew I had a feeling like sometimes humble is not good, but now I'm feeling like, when is humble good? When is it a good thing?
Yeah.
Why should we not reach our potential? And when we have reached our potential or you understand, succeeded in something, be proud of ourselves and give ourselves the accomplishment, because as you said, accolades are not given out a lot. You understand? Or
yeah,
given out so much that everyone is getting one. Like, you understand?
I think that there's two different things going on in this conversation. I think that when you think back to years ago and you're saying it stemmed from women, That is a big part of it, but there were levels to shit. Excuse my language. There were levels to things, you know, back then as well. You know what I mean? You had, you know, this farmer had more land. This person had this. This person had shine shoes better. Whatever. There's always been a level, but you know, let's get it. Let's get deep down into it. Nowadays, there are people getting recognized for things that they shouldn't be recognized
At
for.
all, at all.
Mumble rappers, that's number one. Let's get them out of here, okay? And that's my only, huh?
When does stripping become something to be proud of?
Yeah,
I
that's
have
another
daughters,
thing.
and I will kill them. I will kill them dead. Look.
That's another thing that you know is being glorified. And but if you think about it, different time frames, different things, you know. But not just that, like, okay, far as
But
far as
is
like being,
recognition
wait, hold
the
on.
wrong thing to stop dreaming?
Far as like being humble is concerned, people are getting recognized for the wrong things, or getting recognized and glorified, or whatever, however you may call it. But at the same time, you're being told to be humble, but people say things like stay in your lane, you know? And I bring that up to say this. It's not about, I don't like the word stay in your lane. What I think in my mind is know your gifts, know what you're worth, know what's, you know what is gonna do you some good in life, and know what your God-given strengths are, and activate it and motivate it. And when you do that, it's like you don't have a chance to be, you don't have anybody stuffing you down, saying be humble. You're just being yourself and your gift. But see, that's what people get it wrong. You know, they're being, some people are being over glorified in this thing. And you could sit here and say, oh, well, stripping may be her gift or whatever. But let's be honest though, you know, you have all kinds of people watching and this and that. Sex was supposed to be a sacred thing. But now you got this person showing off everything they're showing off. So with that being
But
said,
that brings us back. I mean, a lot of back to being humble. And I mean, nothing, we already know. And I mean, the more time goes on, the less things are sacred. Like, is anything sacred nowadays? That's what my question is. I mean,
True.
but as far as being humble, I just feel that, no, I wanted to speak on you saying the stay in the lane. I don't mind that. And I'm gonna be honest with you.
Yeah, I disagree with that.
First of all, I hate traffic, and if people stayed in their lane, like, so just
Oh,
listen, my life would be a whole lot better. Look, but not just that. My traffic life would be a whole lot better, but not just that. But I'm gonna be honest with you, like I was saying about the feminists. You know, I'm not really a feminist. I do believe, you know, I'm a daddy's girl. By, you know, he raised me, and still he calls me once a week. So I'm a daddy's girl, so, as you are. I know Tucci. God rest his soul, or your father has passed, my godfather, you understand. But we are daddy's girls, so we already know about staying in. I'm surprised you mind staying in your lane, because we are always in our lane. You understand what I'm saying? We were raised in our lane. We were raised humble, and I believe that's why
Like
we're talking about, this is our first podcast, is the humble, is because, and this is why I said it's a mainly a female thing, because I believe it. I don't think it's a coincidence that this is our first podcast. We chose this topic, and it's branching off to so many others that we hope to be bringing y'all very soon. As you see, we love to run our mouth. But I
Yes, this is
really do believe
that,
that it's
yeah.
not a coincidence. It's two little daddy's girls on here, and you brought up the staying in your lane, and all of that is like, all of that is tied into the humble and little girls being taught to be humble. And I'm not saying, and maybe you're right, maybe it is a race thing. I mean, we
You say like the staying in your lane and the humble thing is tied in together. You're saying you don't want to be humble, but you're also saying you enjoy the stay in your lane thing. Do you see how those two tie together? It's like an oxymoron. It's either you're okay with being humble or you're not okay. You're okay with staying in your lane or you're not okay. I tie those two things together.
I believe they are tied together, but I don't believe you can I believe I cannot be I cannot feed into this being humble, but I can still stay in my lane because I do it every day. You know that.
Well, I feel
You
like
do it every day also. You are a very independent, strong woman.
the world is huge. There's a lot of things to get done. And when you tell someone stay in their lane, you're telling them to be humble and just be in that one little box. So
I don't believe staying in your lane means because I don't look at it as a box. I look at it just like it said, a lane. And I mean, all paths is a lane. You understand? Stay on your path. Stay on your path. Stay in your path. Stop trying to jump in other people. Like you said, when you humble yourself, you're trying to get somebody else. You're trying to understand their path and be on their path. You understand? So isn't it the same thing? Is it stay if you stay on your path? Let's not let's change. Let's
The
change it.
sounds of it, it could be two different things. That's what it sounds like from what you're saying and what I'm saying. It sounds like it could be a mix. It could be taken like almost any which way. You know what I mean? It could be stay in your lane and
Because I'll
humble yourself,
be honest
or it could be stay in your lane and let this per or and let this person do what they're gonna do. Not humble yourself. Let them, reap what they're gonna reap. So it could be along the same lines. It's a broad thing. It's a broad thing. But back to being humble. I think that we talked about people getting recognition for certain things. Maybe it's time to give yourself your own recognition. Maybe it's time to, instead of just saying, okay, strippers are getting glorified, other people getting glorified for the smallest things, the biggest things, whatever, whatever. How about, we talk about if you do help someone and you say, you know what, I gave this person this burger. You know what, that person didn't look well, and I'm glad I helped them. Even if they don't make it tomorrow, I know that I gave them a little bit of enjoyment and joy today. And make it be known and be okay with it with yourself. You're not bragging, you're not taking a photo and posting on social media, feeding the homeless, this is what I do. Nah, that's whack. You say to yourself, like, I'm glad that I did that. You know what I mean? Or even if you speak out loud to someone, like, I'm glad I did that. Being okay with opening up about your attributes to the world. How about that?
I mean, but I agree with you, but I disagree with I wouldn't mind seeing a picture on Facebook with the I would rather that than what I see sometimes. I wouldn't mind a picture with I'm feeding the homeless. To me, that goes back to once again being like that saying that it's whack goes once again with the not being humble. You understand with the be humble. Like, what's wrong with me snapping a picture and saying, ah, feeding the homeless, that's what I do. Look, you should do it too. I mean, will it not rub off? And I feel like it'll rub off. I might want to go and feed the homeless. Look.
Like more doing and less,
I mean that's, but this is what I'm saying. I mean, because we all on
that's
social media and we see what's on social media. To me, I wouldn't mind seeing more feeding the homeless or more, like we were saying, good stuff than to the, the twerk videos and whatever else is on there. You understand? I mean, that's how I feel. I would prefer that to even the cat, to hang on in there. You understand? Because to me, that's a hang on in there. You giving them the burger. If you want to snap a picture, go ahead. I would heart it. I would put a heart to it.
I wouldn't agree with that, me
I'm not
personally.
even going to. I would
Sometimes,
heart it. And I believe this is where the humble go wrong because this is what's wrong with us. We can't say we, like you said, we can't say we want it one way or another. Like we can't cut it off. You can't be no cut off. We either gonna give up humble or we gonna keep humble.
if you look at it, some of these people who are homeless and need our help, sometimes they are at their lowest points, and it's like let's just do the deed and keep it going. You know what I mean? Let's just do the deed and keep it going. But like you
But this is what I'm saying. Why would a picture not help it keep it going? Maybe that will inspire somebody else to do it and snap a picture. Maybe if we make that cool instead of whack, that's what our
yeah.
society would turn into. That's what I'm saying.
Maybe,
You understand what
maybe.
I'm saying?
I don't agree with that. But you have a point, but I don't agree with that.
I just believe that we just need to change our views on a whole lot of things, not just humble, but what's whack and what's not. Because I believe it's a lot of shit out here that's whack, that, and I would prefer to see shit like that, that we would call whack or country, or you understand, he bragging, or he not being humble. You feel me? Ain't nobody need to know he did that. Why not?
Yeah, that's true.
Why not? Why wouldn't I? I seen a video, Tucci, one time of someone recording some girl doing, giving him a lap dance, and she had doo-doo in her butt crack. I would prefer to see someone saying, like you said, oh, feeding the homeless, this is what I do. Even if it's a little cocky, I don't mind cocky. You understand?
Look.
Braggadocious, maybe. Is that a word, braggadocious? I don't know. I thought I heard it one time in my life. If it ain't, I think it should be, because I like
I'm it. I'm still on the dude with a butt crack. I'm done here.
I'm telling you, I was done when I seen it. Here. You hear me? And then he didn't even tell her about it. He just started pointing it out to his fellas that was sitting down around him. It was
that his way of telling her to humble herself?
And she was going for what she know. She just knew he was enjoying himself.
Oh wow. Okay. So that's our segment on being humble. Okay.
Oh my goodness. Yes. I am Andrea.
And I am Tucci, the designer. And we had a great talk about being humble. And, you know, give us your thoughts. Give us some feedback. We're open. And next time we do our podcast, which will be really soon, we'll be having people join in and maybe join in on the conversation. And we can see, you know, how we can clear some things up and maybe make the world a better place.
Thank you for listening.
Have a great day.
Bye.